Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back. Back again, man. We back again in this thing, man. It's October, and it's hot as hell in Los Angeles, man. It's hot as hell out here, man. I'm sick of it. It's late October, and it's mad hot, babe. I didn't sign up for none of this. None of it at all. Can't stand it. I can't stand the heat. And people always be like, well, it beats the cold. No, it doesn't. Not for me. It just does not beat the cold. I would rather be cold than hot any day of the week. I would rather be too cold than too hot. Mind you, I'm from Chicago, so I know cold. And like it was times when we were walking. Chicago gets so cold, people will pick you up just because you're walking. You know what I mean? You know how cold that is? Like, they would just pick you up just because you out there in it. People won't do that for heat. It'd be hot as hell. It'd be a heat wave. You'd be out there walking. You'd be like, what's up now? I see you, Tone. All right, and they drive right past. I see you. It's a hot one today, huh? Mash out. But it'd be so cold. People be like, it looked like you just shouldn't be walking in this. Why are y'all out here? Me and my mom got picked up like that one time. It was freezing. We was walking home from the grocery store. This lady just came out of the heavens. She had angel wings on her back. It was feathers all over her car. Feathers all in the front seat. Feathers in the glove compartment. We had to dust the feathers off to sit down in there. She was an angel. You hear me? We was freezing on that. I didn't think I was going to make it home. I think we had like 6 blocks left, maybe 12. And I was like, I ain't gonna make it. I ain't gonna make this. I don't know if I told my mom I wasn't gonna make it. Because I was just trying to be tough. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to be. Me and my mom went a lot of places together. So I was her male companion. Even though I was a kid, I still had to hold the porch down from a male standpoint. So I couldn't be no punk. But I was dying. I was like, I ain't gonna make it, man. I was like Captain America, frozen on ice, man. You could have just froze. If I would have laid down, I could have been preserved for scientists to study 100 years later. Y'all would have thawed me out. I'd have came to intact as a 10-year-old boy. That's how cold it was, man. Now, that kind of cold, all right, okay. I might would rather be hot, maybe. Because if you go in a house, you go in a house with some heat, you good to go. Just don't go outside. When it's hot and you got subpar AC or you're trying to save money, that heat will get you, man. That heat is in your room. That heat is in your living room. And God forbid if you live high up, that heat is in there. That heat is in your throat, in your bathroom. You covering up with heat. The heat is your comforter. And I will be your comforter. I will make you all right. Y'all remember that? Shy, Comforter. Y'all don't remember Comforter. Aziz heard you again. Y'all don't remember that, man. That was before y'all time, man. Anyway, it's hot as hell in Los Angeles. I'm sick of it. It's late October. Enough is enough. Let's get the fall weather going. I'm supposed to be in a hoodie out here, man. I'm supposed to be in a hoodie, man. And stop saying, at least you ain't out here. It's in the 50s. The 50s ain't nothing. It's easy work, man. 50s, 40s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Bring that. I eat 40s, 50s, and 60s for breakfast. I thrive in that temperature. You hear me? Come to me when it's like 20 with the wind chill factor kicking in. Then I'll be like, oh, yeah, you out there suffering. But 40s, 50s, and 60s, you better put a coat on and knuckle up. Put your little scully on, get you a scarf. You good to go with that, man. And as usual, I got my co-host, Water, the lovely H2O. Oh. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen in this thing. Man, dog, so good, man. Water is so good, especially in these hot times. In these hot times, you need some water, you feel? I don't know what's going on in my community, man, but people making a lot of noise tonight. I kind of like it. Somebody screamed like, get the fuck back in there. I was like, well, what's going on? And then you got to keep listening just to make sure everything's on the up and up. Like, like when you hear loud outbursts like that, you want to make sure they're just having a good time or just something. You know what I mean? You don't want to be like, oh, he really strangling this woman. You don't want to be a part of that. You want to phone that in. You feel me? Like I said, it's late October. The Hunt for Red October. Y'all remember that movie? Sean Connery, Alec Baldwin, directed by John McTiernan, who did Die Hard. You don't remember The Hunt for Red October? First of all, the title of that movie is dope. The Hunt for Red October. It's gritty. Like, if I had an album out and I was a blood, that would be the name of my album, The Hunt for Red October, and I'd be posted up. Especially if my birthday was in October and I was a blood. I'll be like, yo, y'all cop that Hunt for Red October. You know, Shane's coming out soon. It's coming out real soon, man. Make sure y'all pick that up. You feel me? Halloween's coming up, man. Halloween. All Hallows Eve. Halloween's a celebration. We dress up, go out and have a good time. The kids reap the benefits on diabetes and cavities, and the parents go take them. Sometimes the parents having a good time as well. Sometimes the parents are in costume, or they get in costume later on that night, do something grown. All the women dress up as a sexy so-and-so, and the men just do whatever. Why, ladies, why the sexy so-and-so every time? I'm going to be a sexy ballerina. I'm going to be a sexy bus driver. I'm going to be a sexy garbage woman. I'm going to be a sexy fly. I'm going to be a sexy earthworm. I'm going to be a sexy sloth. Why is everything sexy? Why can't y'all just fully just go all in and just be a zombie that's not sexy at all? Just be like a crackhead, not sexy. Be a helicopter pilot, straight, strict, by the book, no sex appeal, just be a straight-up helicopter pilot. I mean, why sex it up every time? Every costume, you sex it up every time. I'm an amoeba, a sexy amoeba, you know what I mean? Every time. And I feel like, you know, because when I was a kid, man, Halloween was dope, man. I was Spider-Man like 5-6 years in a row. Same Spider-Man costume. I'm a creature of habit, man. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still the same. I was Spider-Man 6 straight years, back to back, man. I was like, yeah, let's get the Spider-Man. I was telling my mom, you know what it is. Get the Spider-Man costume. You already know. I'm going to be Spider-Man, man. Is Spider-Man ever my favorite superhero? No, but that Spider-Man costume fit the bill. I was a fan. I was a comic book head, man. I ain't seen no Wolverine costume. I ain't seen no Storm costume. And yes, I would be Storm for Halloween. And let me be Storm. Don't be questioning my sexuality if I want to be Storm for Halloween. Why do we have to do it? Why can't we be women? I'm not saying like, you know, we changing our identity, we cross-dressing, we acting like, well, I'm just saying, if I'm a fan of a woman character, why can't I be Wonder Woman for Halloween? Why can't I be Storm for Halloween? And I'd be like, yo, man, Tone, man, I don't know, man. Tone was out here dressed up as Storm. If I'm a fan of superheroes, then why can't I be Storm? You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be okay for a woman to be Superman. It'd be okay for a woman to be Batman. A little girl would be like, I'm Batman. Like, would nobody be like, hey, no, little girl. No. You're Batgirl. You have to be Bat. You know what I'm saying? But if I want to be Storm, now my sexuality's in question. Now my manhood is in question, man. Storm is dope, man. Why can't I be Storm? The wig piece and the whole nine. It's low-key like, oh, it's degrading to be a female if you're a male. Like, it's like the beginning of that Madonna song, What It Feels Like for a Girl. It's like the quotes that they say in the beginning of the song, like, kind of resonated. It was like, yo, that is true. Like, why is it degrading for a man to maybe dress up like a woman or just wear, like, feminine things or just to dress up like a woman for Halloween? It's considered like, yo, man, nah, man, you can't be that. You can't do that. I'm going to cue up the beginning of this song and let y'all hear what I'm talking about because I might not be explaining it correctly. I got to find the album that's on. I'm going to buy the track because the song is dope. What It Feels Like for a Girl, that's the name of the song. But that's true, though, you know what I mean? Like, and again, I'm not saying you changing your gender, you cross-dressing, you know, you seriously in that life. But just like, you know, if you look up to a woman, you know, you're a fan of a woman, why can't you dress up as a woman as a man? That's a deep question right there. Something that you want, man. I don't think a lot of people like women at the end of the day. Like, yeah, men like women as sexual creatures, but do y'all really rock with women though? Do y'all like having them around? Do you like talking to them outside of a sexual realm? Can you do that? All right, listen to this. That's just something that made me think, like, yo, what's up with that? Like, why is it always an issue if we, you know, want to do woman things? And it's not me. Just me saying this, y'all probably think, man, Tony. Nah, I'm just saying. It's unfair, man. That's why I get this whole, and I'm sorry I veered off from Halloween, but that's how I do on Verbal Cardio, man. And I get the whole women. It's unequal for women. Like, women go through stuff that we don't go through as men. I mean, yeah, they don't go through stuff we go through, but we got to acknowledge the stuff that they go through, man. The sexual harassment, the rapey vibes, the inequality, the unequal pay. That stuff is real, man. Sex trafficking. You know, it's just, it's a lot they have to deal with. Like, even women in stand-up comedy, man, their struggle is different than a male comedian. And, you know, a lot of people want to brush it. Like, man, you just tripping, man. Just, you know, it's easy. Some people think it's easier for a female in comedy. I don't agree. I think it's tougher for them. It's not as many of them. And they have the hurdle of their appearance more so than they have the hurdle of their appearance and their subject matter more so than male comedians. They do because, you know, they got to worry about not being too raunchy or being too raunchy. Like, they got to, do I got to be clean? Can I talk about this? And they have to worry about that more so than we do. And the appearance. Like, if they go up there just looking drop dead, bang out, glamorous and gorgeous up there, they got to worry about how are the women in the audience taking me, my appearance? How are the men? Are the men focused on my material or are they just looking at this visual, you know? And so a lot of them feel like they got to dress down. And if that's not them, they shouldn't have to go out of their character, whether it be, you know, because the beauty of stand-up comedy is for a lot of comedians, you can just be you. And that's when you're at your best performance wise, because you're being yourself. Unless you're one of the stand ups that's in character, like they do a certain type of character when they're on stage. Some people do that, but like if you just want to be yourself and deliver the funny, deliver the subject matter, and deliver, observations in your voice, you want to be you. Like me, I don't wear suits on stage because I'm not comfortable in suits. Like I don't like wearing them, so I won't rock them. You know. If I had a suit on stage, I'd feel tight. Like, my ass cheeks would be clenched. Like, my booty would be real tight. I feel like I'm on a business interview. Like, oh, yeah, yes, yes. Let me stay on this path, yes. And, you know, shout out to comedians that do wear suits. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me, I don't like suits, even though I can rock a suit, you know what I'm saying? Because I got the masculine build. Yeah, man. I just don't want to be wearing those suits on stage when I'm doing stand-up, man. I got to be comfortable. I got to be feeling my little outfit. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. That whole gender thing is real, man. And respect these women that are speaking up and voicing it and trying to bring awareness to it. Don't just shine them and be like, man, y'all need to get over that, man. It's easy for y'all. Y'all just whining, man. Just, you shouldn't be out here looking good. That's why you get hollered at. It would be annoying if every time I left the crib, somebody was like lusting after me. Like every time I left the crib, somebody was lusting after me. Yeah, it's a blessing to be physically attractive, but I can see how it could be frustrating for a girl that's every man wants a piece. And some women, like everybody wants a piece. Almost everything people say to you is because they want a piece, damn near. And so it's hard for women to like trust the intentions of anybody when you just like, when you hot out here. And yeah, some people look at it, man, you blessed, man, quit whining. But it's still, even though there's a blessing, there's a curse side too. It's like, man, I don't know who to trust. Like who... Are you looking at me just as a regular human being, or are you just sitting there plotting and lusting over me, man? That'll get frustrating, man. I couldn't imagine that. That's why I'm glad I'm like regular looking out here. I can walk the streets and just be comfortable. Like, all right, you don't want nothing from me. Yeah, it might be a couple people that want something from me, but I don't have to always be on guard. You know what I mean? So shout out to the women, man, out here, you know, in the struggle, man. I feel you. I'm with y'all, man. I'm riding with, even though I'm not a man. And another thing, like when women come at men, like, you know, men are this, that, and the third. I know they're not talking about me individually. Even though they say men, I don't get offended because I know they're not talking about me individually. That's why I understand, like, when I speak up on, you know, issues involving blacks, like how we're discriminated against, how the police kill us with no ramifications and, you know, all this racial injustice. When I speak up on behalf of people that look like me and people that don't look like me, and you know, white people come in offended, like you racist. You just don't. I've never said that. I'm just saying, I'm attacking people that have those bigoted views or have those racial prejudices against others. That's who I attack. And so, if you're not in that category, you should automatically know I'm not talking about you. Unless I come out and say, all white people is this. Like, but I never come like that. Like when people feel the need to defend when I talk about, you know, the history in this country. The history of this country is racism. That's the history of it. But when I talk about the past, what was done to Native Americans, what was done to blacks in this country, Latinos, Asians, it's historical. Like, what are you getting defensive for? Unless you're big, unless you got issues with us, then you're kind of bringing yourself into the light. Like, oh, I see you. But the people that it doesn't apply to, you shouldn't even be offended. Like, yeah, I can feel that. That's why I never get offended when women are talking about equality and they, you know, they coming at men. I'm never offended. I'm like, yeah, because I know I'm not the guilty party. I know I'm not guilty as such, you know. I'm guilty for lusting after women, though, but not... That's not the end all be all, but yeah, I see a woman to be like, yeah, damn, you see, I'm guilty of that. I like women. I like beautiful women. I like to look at them. I like, oh, yo, man, she's fine, you know. 9 times out of 10, I'm not gonna say anything to you in public. I'm just gonna be like, okay, All right. And I'm going on my merry way. You know what I mean? That's neither here nor there. Back to Halloween, though, man. I went off on a tangent. But that's the beauty of verbal cardio. I'm running my mouth for 30 minutes, man. Ain't no structure. Ain't no guidelines. You know, I do what I want. It's my podcast. I do what I want. I say what I want, and I keep Tangent City. Matter of fact, that should be the name of this podcast, Tangent City. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people that bring you on their podcast as a guest just to hear themselves talk. Like, why am I even here? That's why I just negated all that, man. It's just me. Like, people, I want to be on verbal cardio. You can't. It's just going to be me for 30 minutes, man. It's just going to be me. Halloween, though, man. Halloween now, now that my kids are older, dang, it's not the same, man. I had fun taking them trick-or-treating and all that stuff. Now that they're older, you know, they're doing their own thing on Halloween's now. Yeah, we going with the fellas over here. Yeah, I'm going with the crew over here. So now it's just, y'all be careful, man. Y'all be careful. Because I remember taking them, you know, we out there taking them. We get together as groups of parents, get all the kids, you know, saddled up and ready. We hit the streets, man. That was a good time. It's good memories, man. We used to hit neighborhoods. You know, you hit the well-to-do neighborhoods. You can get that quality candy. You can get the quality booty. And I was all about the quality candy, man. I was all about the quality candy. Because if I'm taking these kids out, if I'm taking y'all to these different houses we walking to be, we walking, I want my percentages of good candy, kids. And that's how I was. Like, all right, dump the bags out. Let's see. Let's see the spoils. And then, you know, I would look, you know, get my percentage. I would get the Twix, the Snickers, the Kit Kat. Not all of them. I would just get them here and there. You know, I got two sons. I would dabble. Like, oh, let me get that Snickers right there. Yo, let me get that Twix. Let me get the Starburst package with the little pink and red in there. You know, I would get my percentage. No, you keep the little, what are the little tablets called? Ah, I can't remember the name of. They're little circle joints. And they come in like a roll of like maybe 10. Not Spree, but it was something else. A little cheap candy. They can have all those, man. The Mr. Good Bar they can have. The regular Hershey, they can have that. But if they had the Crackle, let me get the Crackle, the Snickers, the Twix, the Kit Kat. What else did I want? Starburst. If they got any type of Jolly Ranchers in there, let me get in on that. You know what I'm saying? And you know what the Crackle is. It could be considered a Nestle Crunch. It's like a Nestle Crunch. It's the chocolate bar with the little pimples on the backside, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That was the good stuff. Because they had a pack of four different types of candies. It was Mr. Good Bar. I think it was Hershey's. The dark chocolate. And then the Crackle. The Crackle was that one I was after, man. You can keep the Milky Way. You can keep the Three Musketeers. You can keep the... I might take a little Butterfinger. And Butterfinger is sometimes yes, sometimes no. And it's crazy because I love Chico Sticks. And all Butterfinger is a Chico Stick covered in chocolate. That's all it is. But nobody I know has ever just ordered a Three Musketeers. Nobody's ever just been like, yo, you going to 7-Eleven, Tone? Man, pick me up a Three Musketeers. Nobody's ever said that. I've heard people say, yo, you going to, let me get a Snickers. Give me a Snickers. Give me a Twix. Give me a Reese's Sticks. Give me a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Oh, that's another one I want in on. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Let's go. Run that. Run that, kids. Let me get that. But, Dad, we enjoy it, too. Let me get that. Because on Halloween, you get the individual cup. I'm not talking about the miniature one in the gold wrapper. I'm talking about one cup in the orange wrapper. You get the one peanut butter cup. Oh, man. Come on. The Reese's peanut butter cup on Halloween, man. Let's go. So good, man. So good. Halloween, man. I'm trying to remember when I stopped going trick-or-treating, like, for myself. Like, I remember, like, in eighth grade, I think we went trick-or-treating. I went trick-or-treating with no costume. I was just pulling up, no costume, no effort put in. People was pissed, but give me the goods, man. Give me the goods, man. Put it in the bag, man. You see what it is. I'm a teenager, man. Just give me what you got, man. Come on. Stop playing around. Yeah, no effort on my part. It was hella lackluster on effort. And I apologize to the houses I rolled up on. And people out here with the bag snatching, man. Total disrespect. The total disrespect. Bag snatching? That's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful to bag snatch on Halloween. Because out here, trick-or-treating, you have the opportunity to go to the exact same house and get the exact same candy for free. Why are you snatching bags from these kids? All you got to do is, oh, knock on the same door. Reap the same benefits. Kids was out here snatching bags. I could see if you had to have money to trick-or-treat. No, you just go out there with a bag. You can come up free of charge. People, nah, man, I'm still in the bag. I'm still in the free goodies. I myself could have dabbled in. That's just pure villainy right there. If you've ever bag snatched, you a low life. You need to cash in a body part. Just cash it in. If you've ever bag snatched on Halloween, you should cash in the body. I don't care if it's a pinky finger, your pinky toe, your second toe, if it's longer than the big toe, cash something in for your wicked ways. I can't think of too much that's more wicked than that, man. Bag snatching on Halloween? How dare you? How dare you? We were all rooting for you. Oh, wow, that's so good. Especially when you're talking and your mouth is drying out. That's when it comes to that. But, yeah, man, Halloween, man. So I guess I won't hit the Halloween streets again until I have a grandchild. You know what I mean? Unless I have another kid, then I got to start from scratch. But, like, yeah, taking the kids trick-or-treat and getting my percentage. And you best believe I'm taking the grandbabies trick-or-treating. I still want my percentage. I want my piece of the pie. You understand me? Halloween, man. What was y'all favorite Halloween costume growing up? As you can see, Spider-Man was me for years, man. I had Spider-Man locked down. My buddy Skills Hudson, comedian I've been on the grind with for some time. He's from Chicago. He got a great joke about how it's so cold that you got to wear coats and stuff over your costume. I'm not going to tell this joke. I'm not going to ruin it. But it's a great joke because I felt every piece of it because that's how cold it is in the Midwest, man. And Halloween's coming up. It's coming up, man. It's coming up. Kids be hitting the street. I just feel bad. And like, you know, I live in an apartment. I live on the second floor. Don't nobody come to my door. But like, I like to have stuff ready. And sometimes I like to do the honor system because I'm not really going to be home. I just sit a bowl of candy out there. And hopefully the kids use the honor system and just take one piece. But that's never the case. I'm sure they dabble in there. Probably one group of kids take the whole bowl. Bastard. Can't trust these kids out here, man. I love seeing Halloween decorations. I love going to haunted houses. I love all that, man. But, you know, as you get older, you start living life. You got schedules. You got routines. You got shit to do. You just quit dabbling in the fun. Maybe when I get a house, I'll decorate the yard hella lavishly for Halloween. You know, creep out the front. If I got a nice tree, maybe creep it out. But I want to seriously scare the shit out of these kids. Like, I want to creep it out tough. Like, I want to set aside time while I'm out there all day. So when you roll up to my house, I physically come out and scare the crap out of these kids. That'd be a great time. Or if I got a house that's nice enough, have a little makeshift, little haunted house they can go through real quick. And the candy's at the end. If you want the candy in my crib, you got to go through this haunted house. This haunted backyard or whatever. That's dope, man. And there's some people out there doing it like that. Like, we used to take the kids to Toluca Lake. It's right near Burbank, California. It's called Toluca Lake. And some celebrities live in there. I saw, like, Steve Carell out there one time. I saw Patricia Arquette. We went to George Lopez's house to get some candy. I heard Denzel has a house in Toluca Lake. I don't know how true that is. They say Bob Hope used to live there. But so it's an affluent joint. So some of the houses, though, they go all in. Like, you know, I remember one time they had a whole extravagant setup where somebody was chainsawing somebody behind a sheet. I was like, yo, they really went in, man. This is dope, B. Like I like that kind of effort because it's fun, man. It's all in good fun, man. But now that my kids are older, man, I'm just left out here in the Halloween cold. And then I don't really go to Halloween parties because I'm probably just going to show up as me. I'll be doing the absolute least. But don't be judging me, man. I'm in the spirit, though. I love the setup, but somebody using tools out here in the back. I love the setup. I'm all for it, but, you know, just let me be regular and enjoy the festivities. Nah, I'm killing the mood. Anyway, man, that's neither here nor there. I'm done. Halloween, man, y'all make sure you have a good time this Halloween if you celebrate it, man. Make sure you take the kids out, let them dabble in this good times and memories, man. It's all about building memories. And just take it all in, man. Life is short, man. Life is short. You're going to be dead soon. And people are going to be dressed up as you as a corpse for Halloween. You just never know. You just never know, man. Anyway, man, my 30 minutes is about up. I want to thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for caring that I even do a podcast. Thank you for watching it now, because we visual cardio as well. And make sure y'all drink more water, please. Just ain't even no sale agenda. Just please drink more water, man. It's for your own benefit. It's for your own health, man. Stop being stubborn. And yeah, man. Holla at me, man. At Tony Baker Comedy on Facebook. At Tony Baker Comedy on Instagram. Tony Baker Comedy on Snapchat. TonyBakerComedy.com, man. Holla at me, man. Let me know what y'all want to talk about, what y'all want me to talk about in future episodes in the comment section below on Instagram if I post about verbal cardio. Make sure y'all hit Facebook up and try to get me back on Facebook, man. Speak for your boy. Ride up to Facebook and be like, we want Tony Baker back. Please, man. They out here hating on your boy. I'm disabled, man. Yeah, and I'm going to keep it coming, man. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, man. It's going down. And check out my other podcast that I do with DC Irvin, Craig Wayans, Chaz Rogers, and Mitch Marchand called the Hot Nothing Podcast. Tune into that as well if you want to hear me interact with other humans instead of just sitting here talking to you. Anyway, man, I appreciate y'all, man. And thank y'all for tuning in to another session of that Verbal Guardian.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.